Hello and welcome to this edition of DEcast. My name's Rob Bagby. I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft Corporation, and this is one of a few screencasts I'm doing illustrating how to implement various mapping scenarios with the Entity Framework. In this screencast, we're going to be talking about entity splitting, which is really the process of mapping multiple tables to one entity. So if you have multiple tables storing information that you want to represent in one entity in your conceptual view, you want to essentially implement entity splitting. So let's take a look at a data model, and we'll talk a little bit about why you might model information like this. In this case, you'll see I've got this person table, and it's a person TPT. TPT stands for table per type. It's just a way for me. I've got multiple tables inside of this data model to illustrate the varying mapping scenarios. And so these are some tables I created to illustrate table per type and entity splitting. So I've got some person level information in this person table. I've got their first name and last name, etc. Now, I've also got some additional tables that store information specific to differing types of people. So a student might have degrees and credits, an admin has an admin date, an instructor and business student has their own specific information as well. The reason why I'm storing this information in each of these varying tables is to be able to use the nullability of columns to protect my information. So suppose that I had a business rule that stated for a student, for every record that I have for a student, they have to have a degree inside of the degree column. So this is non-nullable. Given this model, I can essentially set this degree column to non-nullable or will not accept nulls. What if I had just put all of this information, students, instructors, admins, etc., all in one table? In this case, I couldn't set like the degree column to not accept nulls because I have admins in here as well. And an admin doesn't necessarily have a degree, and so this needs to be nullable. So a model like this wouldn't be effective, however, this type of model would. Well, pretty clear that we're probably all pretty familiar with modeling data in this manner and have done this inside of our systems, and we also realize that this is really a databaseism. The fact that we're splitting this information amongst differing tables doesn't really have to do so much with how we want our application wants to see the data. Rather, it's split that way to protect the information. So thus enters the Entity Framework and our ability to create this conceptual view or conceptual layer, or other people refer to it as an application-centric layer. And that just means we want to be able to create a view of our information that is optimized for the application and not for the protection of the data. So in this case, we were talking about we wanted to build a student entity and have that student entity's data sourced from really two tables in this case. In other screencasts, we'll illustrate how we can build out some inheritance. But in this case, we'll just assume we want to build one entity type called a student and source that information from these two tables. So let's do just that. Let me go over to my friend Visual Studio. I'm going to right click here, and I'm just going to go ahead and choose to add my new entity data model. We'll just call it school. I generate it from the database. We're going to go to a database called School Data. If you're interested in getting this database that I created for the purpose of these screencasts, you can go out to my blog at robbagby.com and you can download that database from there. Now, here you'll see I've got the student TPT table, and I'm going to choose my person TPT table. There's the only two I'm going to grab because I want to map those two into one entity. Now, by default, the designer creates an entity for every table, and which is not really what we wanted. So let me just go ahead and give myself a little room here. So what I want to do is I want to get rid of this student TPT type, and I want to just move all of these columns up to my person TPT. So I'm going to grab this credits. I'm going to cut and paste it. I'm going to do the same thing with degree, and same thing with enrollment date. I could have gone either way and used either as the kind of source or destination. Then I'm going to delete my other type or entity. Let's go over to the properties and let's rename this thing. I'm going to call this a student, and then I'm just going to set the entity set name to be students. We're almost there. Now what I need to do is to map in that second table. If you remember, this entity was originally a person TPT entity mapped to the person TPT table. Let's move this down here so we can see the mapping details and a little bit more easily. You can see that because of that, we've already mapped in the person TPT table and the appropriate columns to the appropriate properties. Now what I need to do is map in the student TPT table. And because all of the column and property names line up, all of the mappings were taken care of automatically for me. If they weren't, I could go ahead and choose from the drop-down list as you see there. And that's really all I need to do in order to implement this entity split. You see I've just added the second table that I wanted to map to, and we're actually ready to go. So let's write a little code that consumes this entity. So I'm going to go over to my console, over to my SVM, my static void main, and let's go ahead and just write a little bit of code. So I'm going to start with a using statement. School data entities and let's write a little query. Got the fat fingers. Now let's just iterate over those results. So let's do for each student, s and students. And then I can just do a little console.write line. And let's just do last name, and then first name. And then let's do the degree. Now let's add them in, s.lastname. s.firstname and then s.degree. And we should be good to go there. Let's move this down to the next. And now just a little console.read line. And if we run this up, we're going to illustrate pretty clearly that we're just essentially iterating over our entity set. And for each student entity, we're going to write out some information that's actually sourced between two tables, the person TPT table and our student TPT table. So let's run it. And everything in fact does work appropriately, and we've effectively illustrated how we can implement an entity split. Now let's just take this one step further. Remembering our model here, let's go back to SQL Server. Remembering our model, we also had some additional information for a business student, some business student specific information in there. Now we could have essentially done an entity split across three tables and had all three of these map into my one business student entity, or perhaps I want to have my one student entity that does an entity split across these two tables and then have a business student that inherits from my student type. And we can do that. We can combine entity splits and inheritance. And let's illustrate how we can do that right now. So let's go back into our model. I'm going to right-click. Oops, excuse me. I'm going to go over to my model browser. I'm just going to right-click and choose Update Model from Database. And as I do, I'm going to get a little list of tables that I can add in. And so I'm going to add in my business student TPT table. And I'm going to click Finish. And we're going to get a new type called my business student. Now I'm going to go ahead and delete this relationship here. And I'm going to right click on student and choose add inheritance. And I'm going to say select my derived entity is my business student TPT. Now let's go ahead and rename this one. I don't really like the name of that, business student TPT. I'm going to change it just to business student. And that's good to go. Now all I need to do is get rid of this person ID. And then I can go ahead and map back in into my student TPT. I can map that person ID back up to the person ID of my student. So let me do that right here. And now we're good to go. If I go ahead and compile, I now have set up a business student type that implements or inherits from my student type. And we can illustrate how that goes from our little program that we wrote earlier. So let's change this query a little bit. Instead of saying from s and school.students, let's say from s and school.students.ofType business student. And then down here, let's just change this to a var And as we do and we mouse over that var, we can see that this type is actually a business student. And now we can go ahead and say, let's not only push out the degree, but let's also push out their, what's some specific information for a business student? Maybe their discipline. So let's go ahead and just say discipline, and we'll just say DISC, and that'll be 3. And down here, let's do S.discipline. And we should be good to go. So let's run this up. And we can see that we had 2 of those students happen to be business students, and one was a marketing major and one was a finance major. So pretty clear that we're able to not only implement entity splitting, but we can also tie into some of the other mapping scenarios that are supported inside of the entity framework. I hope this was valuable for you. You can also go out to my blog, robbagby.com, and take a look at a blog post that I put together on the same subject and some of the other mapping scenarios. Thank you very much.